Okay, questions. Okay. So, I'm finally sitting down to record my AMA that I meant to do last week, but hey, we're doing it this week, so that's an accomplishment. So, I have my questions. Doing AMA for 500 followers. I'm a little bit above that now, but not by much. So we will just go ahead and start asking questions. I have my lukewarm coffee, which I think is appropriate. So my first question, you release an insane amount of scripts. How are you able to work through stuff like writer's block or lack of motivation? When it comes to things like writer's block, a lot of the times if I can't come up with an idea, I will just start writing random stuff. I won't think of like what's happening or why it's happening. I will just write smut or fun lines that I come up with that I can't have a backstory to or I can't think of a backstory to. I'll just start writing. And see what happens. And sometimes that turns into nothing and I just delete it. Sometimes it turns into something. But it's a good way just to get something on paper and get something going. Lack of motivation. I have lack of motivation for most everything else in life, and writing's about the only thing that or writing smut, I should say, because I have to write a lot for my day job, but writing smut is one of the things I do have motivation for. Sometimes I don't feel like writing, and I just don't. I don't really. Sometimes I'll open a document and look at it and then just think, no, I don't really ever like sit down and force myself to. There's been a couple times where I've gotten like halfway through a script and I've been like, just finish it, just do it. And that's more out of laziness, I think, than lack of motivation. Like, I want to do it, just sometimes tired and I have to make myself finish something. But yeah, and I also don't, if something doesn't get finished for me relatively quickly, then I know I'm probably not ever going to finish it, so then I just scrap it. I don't really let things sit and linger. If I ha excuse me, if I have time to work on it and I haven't worked on it, then I just usually give up on it. Sometimes my day job gets in the way and I don't have as much time to work on things, and that's not because I don't want to, but I don't torture myself over ideas that maybe don't come into anything. If they don't, they don't, and that's fine. So I think sometimes that can be a writer's block thing where you think you have an idea, but you don't know how to do it, then you just let it go. Find something else. So that's that. Number two. What's a script that you wrote that hasn't been filled that you really want to hear? So when I was typing, that's what I was doing, was bringing up my scripts. I don't know that there's anything that. Oh, yes, there is. What am I talking about? Above the Law is a script I wrote about a judge who gets domed. No one's ever filled it, and I really like it. And I know other people liked it. It's just, it's one of those things that, sometimes just scripts don't get filled, and that's okay. But that's probably the one script that I would like to hear someone fill someday. I don't have a lot of M sub scripts. Most of my scripts are MDOM focused, and I do love to hear my M sub stuff get filled. So that's probably the one that hasn't been filled that I would like to hear. The next question I know is from Lucy, and I'm just not even going to read it out loud. Thank you, Lucy. Any advice for new script writers who like writing darker content? Darker content, I think. Sometimes just gets pigeonholed as darker content. There's a lot of different ways to do dark content that can not, that inner shame that I think people feel about it, can make you not feel that. A lot of my dark content, the wishes or the participation or the feelings of the listener are somewhat ambiguous. And I like writing it that way. I like writing it so that if the person who's listening to it wants to feel like that that person's actually enjoying it, they can think that, they can think that they're not, to leave it a bit more ambiguous. Some of my dark content is not at all ambiguous. And I think it took me a while to just be okay with writing things like that. And I think it's comforting to know that there are other people who write like that, that and fills of scripts like that and original content like that and improvs like that, and people like them, and it's fine. I guess my advice would don't get too stuck in the thought process of why, because who knows? There's lots of reasons why that content is enjoyed, why people like making it, and you should just make it and enjoy making it. And you can play around with it to make it as, you know, enjoyable for you as you want, while still playing with some of those darker ideas and concepts. I think that's the best advice I have. Biggest lesson you've learned from being in this community so far? I've learned a lot of lessons. What's a lesson I want to share? I think sometimes it's just not to take anything too seriously. We are making porn at the end of the day, and it's supposed to be fun. But with that, obviously, to know what your boundaries are and to be set within them. I think those are the biggest lessons that I have learned. I have done projects where I have gotten so stressed out about them coming together, and then you have to, or like things I've written that I've stressed about, and then you have to. It's porn. We're making amateur porn for fun. So that's an important thing to remember. If I could throw a whole tag away forever and ever, which would it be? There are scenarios I enjoy in audio porn that I hate writing. I would never throw the tags away. Like, F for M scripts, I hate writing blowjob lines, just because I'm like, she's going at it. Why should she stop to talk? but I obviously I'm going to keep writing those scenes. But sometimes I don't. Blowjob lines are just hard. And I feel like it's cheating just to put in brackets like gag and sucking sounds for 5-ish minutes. Like, I can't do that. That feels like cheating. But when it comes to audio, I listen to a tag that I could just never see again and be just fine with it, would be the countdown. I don't like a countdown. I don't like the pressure. That's about it. I guess I don't really have much more to say about the countdown. I just don't like the countdown to coming. The timing thing to me is just never going to happen. So that one I could do without forever. I lost where I was. Oh, here we go. You tend to write the things you want to hear. What kind of things do you want other people to write more of? What do I want other people to write more of? What do I want other people to write more of? I was just talking about this the other day. I want people to write more narrative rambles that are just kind of more fantasy-based. I've written two that are narrative fantasy-based things, where it's just, they're both F for M, just talking, or F for A, I guess. Could be, but they're tagged F for M. Just talking about, like, dirty fantasies. And I enjoy that. I enjoy listening to those type of narratives where, not necessarily stories of things that have actually happened, but like fantasy things that they wish could happen. And I know a lot of people aren't comfortable sharing actual personal fantasies. They just want to be able to fill scripts or do improvs about completely made up things because they don't want to share personal information. So it'd be nice if there were more scripts that were based upon just fantasies that other people could fill, to hear voices that I enjoy talk about stuff, even if it's not, you know, their real fantasies. So I guess that would be it. It'd be narratives that are fantasies, more than specific stories. What is something you haven't written yet but want to try, or something you want to get better at writing or write more of? I feel absolutely garbage at fantasy-based stuff. I wrote one Lord of the Rings script. That was hard. And then I have tried to write things that are like fantasies or with fantastical creatures or stuff like that. But I end up feeling like I'm not doing it justice, or I'm not doing it right, because I feel like I don't know enough. I knew a lot about Lord of the Rings, and I had picked a scene to work off of that I knew very well and pretty much had memorized. So that was easy, or felt easier. But when I get into things of creatures, I sometimes just feel like I don't know enough about those creatures, and that people are gonna not like it because I don't do it right. Oh, I guess I did write a vampire thing, and even then I was like, well, what vampire am I basing this on? Because there's so many different kinds of vampires, like. So I guess I get kind of caught up in that thought when I'm working on fantasy stuff, and I haven't just really haven't done a lot of it. But I would like to try and do more of it. I just need to know what I'm writing about better than I do in the past when I've tried to pick other things. What's your favorite thing that's happened during your time in this community? My favorite thing that's happened. I've seen a big influx of people filling FF for M scripts and MM for F scripts, and I've really liked seeing that happen more, because when you write those, you just kind of write them, I think, a bit with the assumption that it's not as likely that they're going to get filled, because I mean, collaborating is hard. It's a lot, you know, it's a lot more communication involved with other people and schedules and a lot of editing and things like that are a lot of work. And I feel like when I started writing scripts and being on GWA, I didn't see that very often because of how much organization goes into it. And in the last few months, for sure, there's been a big uptick in scripts like that getting filled. And that's been really nice to see, because writing lines for more than one person is a lot of work. You have to keep track of where everybody is, and who has clothes on and who doesn't have clothes on, and who's talking, who's not talking, and all that stuff, and make sure it gets communicated of what position everybody's in. And that's a lot of work. And so it's nice when a scriptwriter puts all that work into those scripts to see those scripts get filled. So that's probably my favorite thing I've seen happen in the community. Are there community members that you look up to for any particular reason? Yes, there are. I tend to look up to people that write things that are completely different than I write, because I am not, because I can't do it. Like fantasy, like a certain writer who puts out his scripts every Monday writes things that I can't even imagine figuring out how to write, or ideas I could never fathom coming up with. And I look up to that, like, ability to think just completely differently and to write completely differently. And also the discipline to release every Monday and write for a release for every Monday. I mean, I write a lot. I've slowed down recently because of work. But I couldn't stick to such a schedule. Did I discover any new kinks after joining GWA? Yes, I did. I think you'd have to be very selective about what you listen to if you didn't discover new kinks after joining GWA and listening to things. And I think writing things too has made me discover new kinks and things that I'm into, because things just sometimes come out of your brain that you didn't realize were there. So both listening and writing. I don't know who joins GWA and then doesn't discover new kinks. That's I feel like that's just part of it. What's a script of yours that you want to get more fills? Well, I want all of them to get more fills. But to answer the question differently than the first one about one that hasn't been filled, the script I want to get more fills. I wrote a three-part robot thing that's M for F, and he builds a robot, and it's three parts. The first part is he finishes the robot, it actually works, comes to life, hands and mouth stuff. And then the second script, he doms the robot, and then the third script, she doms and pegs him. The first one's been filled, and that was a really good fill. The sound effects were really great in it because it has like keyboard and machine stuff that you could put in if you wanted to. Certainly doesn't need it, or isn't required, but that fill had great sound effects for the robot. But they haven't been able to fill the rest of them, time and stuff. And I mean, three scripts is a lot. And I wrote it knowing that, it would be a commitment if anyone ever did it. So that's one I would like to have more fills. To someday see the whole thing come to life would be great. Is there anything about this community or your persona in this community that would surprise the people who know you in real life? The people who know me in real life, who know I do this, are not at all surprised that I do this. My mother read Lord of the Rings smut when I was growing up, and I knew that. I knew she did that. And she also was a big romance novel fan and gave them to me to read when I was a teenager if I wanted to. So I does it, it it really hasn't surprised people, the writing part. I think the audio part, the listening to the audio part has surprised some people and confused them, as it does. My name probably would surprise people in real life. I don't tell people my Reddit handle when I've told them about this. But I don't garden. I don't own flowers. I like looking at flowers. But the fact that my Reddit handle is a flower type would be the most surprising to people, because I don't have any interest in it. So that's probably the most surprising thing. Do you have favorite voice actors? Of course I do. Anyone that makes you giddy excited that they've filled your scripts? Favorite, this is all one question. Favorite voice actor just in general to listen to your scripts or otherwise. So, I do have favorite voice actors. I think we all do. Anyone that makes me giddy or excited when they fill your scripts. So I would say about 75% of my scripts are written in a VA's voice. I listen to VAs, and I voices that I like and listen to a lot. My brain will just memorize or remember their cadence, the way they say things, where they put pauses, how they do their voice inflections on certain things, and stuff like that. And I will write my scripts in people's voices. So I'll write my scripts with a specific VA in mind. Sometimes my scripts are a mishmash of a couple VAs, depending on, how they start or how they end. I'll flip-flop, I'll start in one voice, but by the end I'm writing in someone else's voice. So when it happens that a VA fills a script that is written in their voice, that's fun for me to actually hear it come to life in the way I imagined it. But I also really love to hear everybody's interpretations of how I write things, which is why most of my scripts don't have a whole lot of direction as far as like this line should be mean or this line should be, you know, sarcastic, or it's just kind of how people want to play the scene. And I've had fills that have surprised me when people have done them differently than I had imagined them. And I love them for that. And it's also nice to hear them done in a way that makes me forget I wrote it. So that's fun too. But yes, I do get excited when people fill my scripts who I have written in their voice. And favorite voice actor just to listen to in general. Not answering that. What tags have you never wrote for but would like to? JOI, I would like to write that tag. I don't think I would do just a JOI. I think I would work it into some type of scenario. Yeah, I think that's something I'd like to do at some point. I need to figure more specific details out on that. But that's something I'd like to try and do. What's my next script about? I need to finish my alien script. About halfway done. I had an incredibly busy week. About halfway done with it though. And it's going to be an alien yandere rape thing. Alien abducts. It's M for F. Alien abducts. Abducts the listener. And then he reveals to her that he has two dicks. And so then it's going to be a double penetration thing. But yeah, I need to finish that. I got stuck at the part where it's like, how does he tell her he has two dicks without it seeming bad, like, you know, making it seem natural or to make somewhat sense? And I just got over that, and then I had a bunch of stuff happen at work that I had to deal with. So I haven't been able to finish it, but it should go pretty quickly since I figured out the alien telling her part. But that's the script I'm working on. I need to finish. Are there any scripts that you found challenging to complete because it took a lot out of you creatively? So the Very Festive Fucking or Santa Krampus collab, I didn't find it challenging to complete, but it took a lot out of me creatively. I wrote it relatively quickly, and then Lucy came back and rewrote Krampus lines. Because really, Krampus was the part that she saw more clearly, or she had an idea in her head of how she wanted to do. So I had written it, and then she went back in and changed that part of it to what she wanted it to be. But getting that whole script written, I think it came up to like 5,000 words, which is long. I don't generally write long scripts. And then, well, I think when I finished it, it was probably like at 35 or 4,000, and then Lucy came back in and wrote an extra thousand some words into Krampus to make that much longer. But that, I remember writing that and then feeling actually tired afterwards because it was a lot of work. And like I said before, with when you have two voices, keeping track of where everyone is, what people are doing. That one we made easier a bit because Santa has his part, then they talk, and Krampus shows up, they talk, and then Santa basically, you know, goes and sits down and then joins back in later, which made it a little bit easier to keep track of everybody. But that was probably the one that took the most out of me creatively. But I did absolutely love that project and how it turned out. Yeah, next one. The script I am most proud of. The ones I don't want to repeat myself with the ones I've already talked about. I'll just be cheesy and say my first one because writing and posting your first script is kind of scary. So I'm proud that I did that because, you know, then I kept doing it. But we'll say the first one. What is that even called? Oh, The Girl Next Door Turns Out to Be a Whore. One of those really literal titles. That one I'm the most proud of. Because I did it. If you had to interview with one of the Seven Sins interviewers, which one would it be and why? I'm gonna say Sloth. Because I guess out of all of them, Lost wasn't scary, but Sloth is the least scary out of all of them. And it's also just kind of a lazy answer. Sloth was recorded by Big Igbagog, and written by Alesian Waters, and they both did a great job, and I love them both. So I'll be lazy and say that my person I'd want to be interviewed by would be Sloth. What kink do I have, but I'm too shy to admit to others? Why would I answer that question? No. People can read in between the lines on my scripts. Describe the last porn scene you watched. It was the last porn scene I watched would have been Twitter porn, two people 69ing on a couch sent to me in a group chat, because that's what you do in this community in group chats, apparently. Or at least that's what we do. We send each other porn scenes that you watch at inappropriate times of the day. Tell me something I ought to know about you. Something you ought to know about me. I am dyslexic. I cannot spell. And thanks to the, inventions of modern technology, I can hide it fairly well. But I often read things wrong and I spell things wrong all the time, and I struggle to spell. And so, if you ever see thing, if you ever see typos in my scripts, I swear I read them 100 times and don't catch them, or see them. And yeah, so, yeah. But don't let things hold you back. What do you appreciate the most in your friends? I appreciate the distraction that my friends provide. My in real life is very stressful, very full of demands and responsibilities. So I really enjoy my friends that's, you get to a point in life where some of your friends only want to talk about their actual day-to-day lives and the stresses of it, and I am at a point in my life where I don't want to talk about my day-to-day life for the most part. I want to talk about other things, so I appreciate my friends, especially the ones I've made on here in GWA and online, that we're talking about our hobbies and we're talking about fun things that we're doing, and it's a distraction from my day-to-day life. That's what I appreciate most of my friends, is the distraction they provide. And my last question, which natural talent would you like to be gifted? I'd like to be able to sing. I can't sing at all. As a child, when my parents took me to church, my mother would tell me not to sing because I was so bad at singing. And my mother's a lovely person. She didn't say it to be mean. It's just true. I really can't sing. I've done drunken karaoke though. That's fun. But it'd be I hear people sing and just wonder how they do that. So that would be a natural talent I would like to have. That is all the questions. Thank you guys so much for submitting questions. For those that did, thank you for listening to all of this. For those that listened, I don't know that I'll ever do this again. I found this somewhat scary and stressful. But yeah, I think that's it. Thanks for listening.